Chapter 10. Grandfather brought Clara's wheelchair out of the house. He went to get Clara. Peter came to get the goats and found the chair. He pushed it down the mountain. The goats were all afraid of him. He was so angry because Heidi was not going to the meadow with him. Peter ran away to hide. He didn't want Grandfather to see him. He didn't want his grandfather to tell him off. He went to look for the wheelchair. He saw it going down the mountain. It hit a rock and broke into lots of pieces. Peter was very happy. Now Clara will have to leave, he thought. Heidi, Grandfather and Clara came out of the house. They couldn't find the wheelchair. Maybe the wind blew it down the mountain. I will carry Clara to the meadow. I will come back to get you at the end of the day, Grandfather said. Where is Peter? He asked. They didn't wait for Peter to come for the goats. Heidi went up the mountain. Grandfather carried Clara. The goats followed Heidi up the mountain. Peter ran to the meadow. He lay on the ground and waited for them. Grandfather was very angry. Why did you not come and get the goats? He asked. I did. You were all asleep, Peter said. Did you see what happened to Clara's wheelchair? Grandfather asked. No, I didn't, Peter lied. Grandfather left the children in the meadow. Heidi went to pick some flowers. She wanted to show them to Clara. She and Peter helped Clara walk to the flowers. Clara tried to walk a bit. It hurt less with each step. She was finally walking. Grandfather came to get Clara. Grandfather, Clara can walk now, Heidi said. Heidi took Clara to the meadow every day. They wanted to help her walk. Clara got better at walking. She wrote to Grandmother Sesemann. Please come visit me, the letter said. Grandmother Sesemann came to visit. They surprised her. Clara walked out to meet her. Herr Sesemann came to see them at the mountain. I will surprise them, he thought. Herr Sesemann went up the mountain. He saw Clara. He didn't recognize her. He was so happy. Peter felt very guilty. He went to see Grandmother Sesemann. I pushed Clara's wheelchair down the mountain, he said. Grandfather was very angry. Do not be angry. I understand. You didn't want to lose your friend. You know what you did was wrong. You will not do it again. You broke the wheelchair, and this forced her to walk. You helped her get better. I want to give you a present, Grandmother Sesemann said. She gave him a silver dime every Sunday for the rest of his life. It was in her will. Herr Sesemann gave Grandfather money so that Heidi would never have to work. What do you want, Heidi? Grandmother Sesemann asked. I want to give Peter's grandmother the bed that I had in Frankfurt. She gets so cold in the winter, Heidi said. I will send for her bed. It will be here in 2 days, Herr Sesemann said. Clara left the next day. We will come back and visit every year, Grandmother Sussman said. The doctor left Frankfurt and moved to the village. He bought the old house Heidi and Grandfather lived in during the winter. He rebuilt it for all of them to live in. The doctor told Grandfather, Heidi is like my daughter. When I die, everything I own will be hers. Peter and Heidi went to the meadow every day. Heidi went to read Grandmother hymns every day. This made his grandmother very happy.